understand that where is injustice happening? What is injustice? You want to find different examples of injustice happening around you. So now look at what happens. If your worldview is different, your analysis is going to be different. So if you just look at it from the materialistic worldview, if you see someone is denied their material right, you would say that that's injustice. And it is injustice. So if people are deprived of their material rights, their right to food, clothing, shelter, education, and a different set of rights that we imagine today related to the material world. So if your worldview is this, that look, everything is this material world, then your idea of justice and your understanding of justice would be completely based on this idea that only material rights, if they are taken away, it's injustice. If someone is killed, for example, if someone's property is snatched away, and yes, these are definitely examples of injustice. But what about a society that is deprived of spiritual perfections? Isn't that injustice? From a materialistic perspective, no, it's not injustice. If people are drowning in sin, if people are drowning in adultery, drinking, drugs, of course, drugs, these things, as long as you don't harm others. Different types of sins, alcohol, and you see that in today's modern society, many of these things are common. Consensual relationships, as long as one party is not forcing the other party, are completely fine. Why? Because no one is taking away anybody's freedom or material rights. Two parties, for example, a man and a woman, they're not entered wedlock, they're not married, but they decide to have relationship. From a material perspective, there's nothing against justice happening here. But if you look at it from Islamic perspective, Islamic worldview, it says that, look, you're not limited to this material dimension, then we come to a different conclusion. We say that a society which has, imagine a society that has all material perfections that you can imagine. Money, security, all different things you can imagine, food, clothing, shelter, education, everything. But this society is drowning in sins. It's drowning in acts which are not morally correct according to Islam. From an Islamic perspective, you would analyze it differently. You would say that no, this society is facing a lot of injustice and oppression, and something needs to be done. See, how different is your analysis? Why? Because your worldview and the social principles that you're using to analyze this, they have changed. This has a lot of impact. And what we eventually want to achieve is that true, precise basirat that takes into account all different levels of reality. Takes into account the material world, it takes into account also the spiritual realm. That's the complete and accurate basira. And we say that we look at things from Islamic perspective that gives you insight into both the material dimension and the spiritual dimension.